ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸುಮಾರಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಸಂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಕ್ಷಕಾರಿ ಸಚಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಯಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗದಾಧರ ಪಂಡಿತ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಟು ಹಾವ್ ದ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗದಾಧರ ಪಂಡಿತ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ Vrindavan Das Thakura is narrating these wonderful pastimes to us. So he said, only Mukunda and Vasudev Dutt knew the glory of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's love for Lord Krishna. Gadadhara Pandey was a dear friend of Mukunda. Mukunda approached Gadadhara and said, today we will go to a wonderful Vaishnava. Oh, Gadadhara Pandit, please listen carefully. In your heart, you yearn to see a great devotee, a great Vaishnava, a wonderful devotee of Lord Krishna. That is your heart desire. Today, I will show you a wonderful Vaishnava, that great Maha Bhagwat you yearn to hear. Today, I will show you such a wonderful Vaishnava. Please remember those and allow me to become your servant. Hearing this, Gadadhara became very happy. Yes. Devotees are always very happy to see another devotee. That is the proof of our devotional quality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said in a conversation with Ramananda Rai, he asked, my dear Ramananda Rai, what is the most painful thing that should never be tolerated in this world? Sri Ramananda Rai replied, my dear Lord, to be bereft of association of a devotee should never be tolerated. The most painful thing in this world, not to have the association of devotees. So here, Gadadhara Pant is very, very happy to hear that he is going to meet a pure devotee. So he called out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then at once, they went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When Gadadhara arrived, Saintly Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting down. Gadadhara Pandit offered obeisances, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi offered him a seat. Pundarik Vidyanidhi asked Mukund, what is his name? In what village does he stay? I see that his body is effulgent with devotion to Lord Vishnu. His form and nature are handsome and graceful. Mukul replied, his name is Gadadhara Pandit. From childhood, he was never interested in material things. He is fortunate. Yes, great fortune. Great fortune means one is never interested in other things. One is only interested in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna activities. And one is thus engaged in that way. It's a great, great fortune. Mahabhagya. He is Madhav Mishra's son. I will tell you of his activities. He is very, very dear to all the Vaishnavas because he has wonderful qualities of not having material desires. Yes. Srinivas Acharya also said the same thing of the six Goswamis. Because the six Goswamis have no material desire, they have no envy of anyone, they are very, very dear to everyone, including the ruffians and the gentles. He always works on the path of devotional service. He associates with the devotees. When he heard your name, he became joyful and he has come here to see you. Hearing this, Pundarik Vidyanidhi became very pleased. He began to speak very respectfully. As he sat, Pundarik Vidyanidhi seemed to be a glorious prince. Means a sense gratifier. He sat on a splendid red chair decorated with brass. Above him were three splendid canopies. Sense gratifier. We should understand that all of us, our devotion will be tested. This is the Leela, Ganadhara Pandit, Mukund, and Vidyanidhi Pundarik. They are demonstrating to show us here, they are teaching us here that we'll be tested. We'll be tested. The test is going on now. For the Pandit, it is not for him, it is for us. Well, Krishna is using his pure devotees to teach us the process. If Krishna does not use the pure devotees, he cannot use conditioned souls because we will never be able to meet up with the standard. And we cannot show proper example for others to emulate. Therefore, Krishna used his pure devotees to teach us the path. So what is happening with Gadadhara Pandit, we should see that not Gadadhara Pandit. Gadadhara Pandit is just a mirror for us to see where we are so that we can be able to correct ourselves and do the right thing. The chair was beautiful, with splendid fine cloth and graceful cushions on four sides. There were five or seven brass pitchers, both large and small. There were excellent betel nut on the splendid brass tray. On both sides were splendid spittans. Looking at them and chewing betel nuts, he smiled, indicating that he is enjoying the senses. At every moment, two men fanned him with the peacock feathers fans. On his forehead were sandal paste, Vaishnava tilak, and red dot drawn with scented red powder. How can I describe the way his hair was decorated? Anointed with the splendid and fragrant Amalaki oil, his hair had no equal. By the power of his devotional service, he was handsome like Kamadev. They, who did not know, thought him a sense gratifying prince. Yes, what is the message? The message here is that one should not go to a sadhu with the eyes. One should go to a sadhu with ears, not with the eyes. because with the eyes you will see only faults and mistakes. With the ear will drink the nectar of Krishna Katha and be free from all offenses. Externally, Pundaribhidanidhi seems to be a great sense gratifier, a contaminated materialist that should never be associated with. He sat on the wonderful throne. He acted like a materialist. He is enjoying his senses. Seeing that supreme personality of Godhead was a materialist, Gadadhara felt a doubt take birth in his heart. Certainly, Gadadhara had been renounced from his very birth. Therefore, a doubt arose in him about Pundaribhidyanidhi's position. Although Pundaribhidyanidhi was in truth a good, great, powerful, wonderful Vaishnava, externally, he seemed to be a materialist who is enjoying his senses. He ate opulent food and wore opulent clothing, and his hair was anointed with opulent fragrances. When he heard about him, Gadadhara Pandit had faith in Pundaribhidyanidhi, but now that he saw him, that faith was now gone. It happens for many of us. When we hear about a person or see about the person, we are attracted, but after some time in association, we become familiar, and that faith and strong conviction becomes shaky. Understanding Gadadhara's heart, Mukund did something to reveal the truth about Pundaribhidyanidhi. Yes. Vaishnavas, they have wonderful qualities which can never be imitated. They have wonderful qualities, extraordinary quality, which can only be shown by one who is a pure devotee. They know how to give shelter, they know how to protect others, they know how to assist and support others to be Krishna conscious. By Lord Krishna's mercy, nothing remained unknown to Gadadhara Pandit. Lord Krishna does, after all, controls Maya. Therefore, what can he not do for his devotees? With a sweet voice, Mukund then sang a verse glorifying devotional service. Rakshasi putana sisu kaite nidaya Ishwade patite gala kalakuta laya. A merciless Rakshasi putana will eat small children. That is putana. Every step putana takes, a child must die. So dangerous a woman she is. Anointing herself with Kalakuta poison, she went to kill Krishna. Tahare o matripada tilena ishware na bhaje abodha jiba hena dayalira. Still, Lord Krishna gave her the pose of being his mother. Only an ignorant fool would not worship Lord Krishna, who is so merciful. This is also described in this word of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, the 10th canto, chapter 13. verse 23, for the second part. Ahobakiyam sanakala kutam jigam saya payayat afiasadvim lebegatim datri uchitam tatonyam kamba dayalun charanam prajema. Oh, how wonderful it is! Bhutana, the sister of Bakasura, wanted to kill Krishna by smearing deadly poison on her breast and having Krishna take it. Nonetheless, Lord Krishna accepted her as his mother, and thus she attained the destination befitting Krishna's mother. Of whom shall I take shelter but Krishna, who is so merciful? It is also described in this world of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Text 35. Bhutana loka balagni rakshasi rudarashana jigham sayapi haraye stanam datta pasad gatim. Bhutana was always hankering for the blood of human children, and with that desire she came to kill Krishna. But because she offered her breast to the Lord, she attained the greatest achievement. This is Mukunda's mercy. Pure devotees are always very kind to us. Therefore, it is our duty to take full shelter of them. Simply by hearing this description of devotional service, Mukunda immediately began to weep. A wonderful stream of joyful tears flowed from his eyes. It was as if Goddess Ganga herself had descended to that place. Weeping, trembling, perspiration, fainting, calling out, and standing erect of the body's hair simultaneously appeared on Pundarik Vidyanidhi's body. Say it, he roared. No one could hold him still. He fell to the ground. He began kicking his opulent possessions. He did not spare anything because he was no more external. He is now fully internal. The splendid brass plate went in one direction, the betel nut in another, and the water pitchers in another. His kicks made his chair fall to the ground. Overwhelmed with love for Lord Krishna, with his two hands, he began to rip apart his splendid clothing. His splendid hair became dissolved. Rolling on the ground, he wept. He called out, "Krishna! Krishna! My Lord Krishna! My life! You made me hard like a stone or like dry wood." He wept in agony. He screamed. He has descended, but I am cheated. He fell and violently rolled on the ground. In their hearts, everyone thought his bones will break into pieces. He violently trembled in ecstatic love. Then 10 men tried to hold him still, but they had not the power to do so. They cannot hold him. Kicked by his feet, his garment, the chair, the pitchers, and brass plate went flying in different directions. Nothing remained. All his servants surrounded him. They protected his property. For some moment, he revealed in this way his ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Then he fell unconscious in an ecstatic trance. Not even a single sesame seed word of life was present anywhere in his body. Kundari Vidyanidhi was plunged in an ocean of bliss. Seeing Gadadhara, seeing this, Gadadhara was filled with wonder. In his heart, he began to worry. He thought, I have offended a great soul. I have offended a great soul. I came to see him at the wrong moment. Happily embracing him, he sprinkled Mukunda's hands with tears of love. Gadadhara Pandit said, Mukund, you acted like a true friend. You are a true friend. You showed to me the great devotee Pundari Vidyanidhi Bhattacharya. In the three worlds, is there another devotee like him? The sight of his devotional activities purifies the three worlds. Pundari Vidyanidhi ki jai. Pundari Vidyanidhi Maharaja ki jai. Only because you were nearby did I escape a great danger today. Seeing him dressed like a materialist, in my heart, I thought, he is a Vaishnava attached to sense pleasures. You brought the truth into my heart. You showed me how exalted Pundari Vidyanidhi's devotional service is. Now that I have committed an offense, I must do something to make his heart merciful to me. Every devotee who was on the path of devotional service must have a spiritual master to guide him. Without a spiritual master, there is no Krishna, there is no pure love of Godhead. Pure love of Godhead or Krishna means that there is a spiritual master. Although I work on the path of devotional service, I do not have a spiritual master. Therefore, I must accept a spiritual master to give me mantra initiation and to teach me the path of bhakti. I have committed an offense to Pundari Vidyanidhi Maharaj, but if I become his disciple, he will forgive my offense. Saying this to Mukund in this way, Gadadhara Pandit revealed his desire to accept initiation from Pundari Vidyanidhi. Hearing this, Mukunda praised him happily, saying, excellent! Excellent! Jai-ho! Jai-ho! After 6 hours, Pundari Vidyanidhi returned to external consciousness. Now he was calm and peaceful. The stream of tears flowing from Gadadhara Pandit's eyes had no end. His every limb was wet. Seeing this, Pundari Vidyanidhi happily embraced him. He held him to his heart. Gadadhara Pandit was overwhelmed. Then Mukunda spoke what was in Gadadhara's heart. Sri Mukunda said, when he saw your opulence, an offense took birth in his heart. Thinking to atone for that offense, he wishes to accept mantra initiation from you. From childhood, he has been a renounced devotee of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. He is a proper descendant in the family of Madhava Mishra. From childhood, he has been a devotee of the Lord. Pundari Vidyanidhi and Gadadhara will be a good match as spiritual master and disciple. Taking initiation from a spiritual master, Gadadhara Pandit felt, yes, if I accept initiation from him, if I become his disciple, then he will hold me by the ear and punish me in different ways. In this way, I will have his mercy to transcend material tabernacle. This is what I think in my heart. Therefore, on this auspicious day, I request you, please offer mantra initiation to him. Hearing this, Pundari Vidyanidhi smiled and said, destiny has placed a great jewel before me. I have no doubt. After many births, I have become fortunate to find such a disciple. On the coming Shukla Dwadasi, all the signs will be auspicious. Please return here then. On that day, your desire will be fulfilled. Hearing this, Gadadhara happily bowed down. Accompanied by Mukund, Gadadhara took his leave. They both went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing that Pundarvidya Nidhi had come, Lord Chaitanya was very happy at heart. Unseen by others, Pundarvidya Nidhi went that night to Lord Chaitanya. Leaving all his associates, he came alone. Seeing the Lord, he fell unconscious. He could not offer Dandavat obeisances. Overcome with bliss, he at once fell to the ground, unconscious. The next moment, he had attained Lord Chaitanya. He roared again and again. He wept. He rebuked himself. He said, "Oh Krishna, oh my life, oh Krishna, my father, I am an offender. You should punish me. Oh father, you have delivered the whole world. You have cheated only me. When Pundarvidya Nidhi wept, all the Vaishnavas who knew that there was no other Vaishnava like Pundarvidya Nidhi also wept. So Gadadhara Pandit expressed his desire to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately upon hearing the desire of Gadadhara Pandit, he said, do it immediately. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved that Gadadhara Pandit should accept initiation from Pundarvidya Nidhi, who is his father. Pundarvidya Nidhi is Maharaj Brisabanu, the father of Srimati Radharani. And Gadadhara Pandit is also Srimati Radharani. Therefore, here, the father and the son has come together. This is the mystery here. The father and the mother has come together. We take initiation from each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call, "Father, father, father!" All the devotees around be wondering, who is the father? Just like he also shouted, "Nara, Nara, Nara! Who is Nara?" That is Advaita Acharya. Father, father, father is Vidyanidhi Pundarik. So, Sri Gaurahari has so much affection for Sri Gadadhara Pandit that he couldn't be without him for a moment. He appeared a year after Lord Chaitanya. Gadai and Nimai were inseparable as childhood playmates. Peaceful, renounced, serious, self-composed, fond of solitude, Gadadhara Pandit proved. Quite a contrast to his bosom friend, Gora Raya, who was fickle, unsteady, and whimsical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leader as Nimai Pandit. He was teasing devotees every day, including Gadadhara Pandit. Yes. Well, Gadadhara Pandit, he had never done anything whimsical. He has always been a good and serious and gentle personality. Sri Kavi Kanapura said that in Braj Lila, Gadadhara Pandit is the daughter of King Brisabanu, Srimati Radharani. So Gadadhara Pandit served as Lord Gora's chief assistant during his Navadvip Lila. Shishi Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan appeared as Gora Gadadhara to perform pastimes in Navadvip in the forest groves besides the Ganges. No one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhara Pandit. Therefore, another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhara Pananata, the life and soul of Gadadhara Pandit. So we see the divine grace of Satchidananda Bhakti Notakura. He worshipped Gadadhara, Gora Gadadhara. Means he is worshipping Radha and Krishna. One day while wandering along the bank of the Ganges, Gaurasundra entered the forest grove and sat in a meditative mood. Soon he became enraptured, remembering his Vrindavan pastimes. To enhance the Lord's mood, Mukundata began singing sweet songs in Purva Raga. Then Sri Gadadhara Pandit made a garland of fragrant forest flowers and lovingly placed it around the Lord's dutiful neck. As Sri Radha used to dress Damodara in Vrindavan, similarly, Gadadhara Pandit would adorn the radiant form of Lord Gauranga. He would also decorate Lord Chaitanya's bed and bedroom with the sweet smelling flowers. Every day, he would make sandalwood paste rub on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental body. Gaura Gadadhara sat on the root of a tree, serving as the raised dais. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu sat on Lord Chaitanya's right. Sri Pandit decorated them with flowers. Sri Advaita Acharya offered arotik, Narahari Chakrabarti, waved the chamara. Suklambara Brahmachari offered Kadam, Chandan, and Muradi Gupta sang the Lord's glories. Vijay, Mukund, Purushottam, Madhava, Vasudev Ghosh sang a variety of songs in different ragas. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Nadya Lila in the association of Gadadhara Pandit. Gadadhara Pandit also took the renounced order of life and went to Jagannath Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Accepting Chaitra Sanyasa, a renunciate who never leaves the dham, he served the deity of Tota Gopinath with full love and devotion. Regularly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to rally Sri Gadadhara Pandit's Rasika reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya concluded his manifest pastimes by entering the deity of Tota Gopinath. And Gadadhara Pandit himself, although Gadadhara Pandit was barely 48 when the Lord departed, he quickly became old because of the intense anguish he felt in separation from his beloved Lord Gaurasundara. He couldn't stretch his arms to offer a garland to his deity. Understanding his servant's difficulty, Sri Tota Gopinath sat down to facilitate Gadadhara's loving service. To this day, Sri Tota Gopinath is the only sitting deity of Krishna. So when we go to Jagannath Puri and the temple of Tota Gopinath, we will see that the deity is seated. Because Gadadhara Pandit, feeling the pains of separation from the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, decided to leave because he can't live without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his body became aged, that he cannot stand up to garland his deity. Therefore, Tota Gopinath sat down to give him chance to do his service. This is the love of Krishna for his devotees. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the garden. Tota means a garden. And he was hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam narration from Gadadhara Pandit. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started scratching the ground. And then he exclaimed, "Hey, what a wonderful opulent. The most valuable jewels have been found. They have been found. Then he spoke to Gadadhara Pandit, "Do you want to have the most valuable jewels?" Gadadhara Pandit said, "Yes, my lord." He said, "Then come in here. Come here. Come very close and see." When Gadadhara Pandit came nearby, he saw the head of Tota Gopinath, the deity. And with joy, they dug the earth and revealed the wonderful, beautiful form of Tota Gopinath, the deity. So Gadadhara Pandit worship this deity. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifest this deity and give to him to worship. And taking Chitra, sannyas, a sannyasi who stays in one place. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving, Gadadhar Pandit decided to follow him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, see, you took a vow of Chitra sannyas, so you cannot travel. Please stay with the deity. So Gadadhar Pandit was forced to stay behind to take care of Prata Gopinath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared from by entering into the deity of Tota Gopinath. While Gadadhar Pandit himself, he disappeared in the same temple by entering to the ground. So there is no samadhi for Gadadhar Pandit. When he entered into the Tota Gopinath temple, if I enter into the deity room by the left hand side on the ground, you see a small place where there is a lotus feet of Gadadhara Pandit. That was the disappearing spot of Gadadhara Pandit. He entered through there. That's why he disappeared. So Gadadhara Pandit has Astakam prayers, which were composed by Swarup Damodara Goswami. I worship the greatly learned and exalted spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu, who appears very splendid, engaged in the Lord's devotional service. He always performs pastimes in Braj, where he is very prominent among the gopis, who are very dear to Lord Hari. Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi, is the dear Lord of Gadadhara Prabhu, who is preaching the service of Radha and Krishna. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu. He is expertly absorbed in meditation on the nine rasas of devotional service, beginning with Ujjwala Rasa, conjugal love, and he dances in the waves of the amazing ocean of devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He preaches the path of Raga Anuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service, and is a fit person to attain residence in the transcendental land of Braj. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu. He is the best of those who are devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Devi. I offer respectful obeisances unto him and treat him with great importance. And he is very dear to Lord Krishna, who is seated in the middle of the lotus flower, which is his heart. Assuming his golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preaches that Lord Mukund has assumed the golden form of Lord Chaitanya, and he returns the living entities to their constitutional position as servants of the Lord. I worship the greatly learned and exalted spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu. It is only because of him that the truth of the exalted devotional service performed by the intimate associate of Krishna in the forest and groves of Vrindavan has been revealed. He is preaching the ecstatic love attained by the gopis and is indeed a personification of the mellows of devotional service. The saintly devotees take shelter of the lotus feet and he teaches the truth of spiritual life to the living entities. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu. He is very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is as if he had sprouted from the manifestation of the Lord's ecstatic love. He is always adorned with the garment of ecstatic love of Godhead, and he delights Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by arousing in the Lord the ecstatic emotional love experienced by the gopis of Braj. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu, who expands the mellows of devotional service and whose lotus feet are worshipped by the kings of the Brahmanas. Among his confidential associates, he reveals his actual form as Srimati Radharani. He distributes a nectar of the ecstatic mellow of the gopis' conjugal love, strictly following the instructions of all the devotional scriptures. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu, with delight. He is giving the devotional service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which reveals the nectarian ocean of the most exalted mellows of devotional service. Along with the nectar flowing from the lotus feet of the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, who is most dear to Krishna, Gadadhara Prabhu is decorated with the 8 transcendental ecstatic symptoms of sattvic bhav, and he is distributing devotional service to his worshipful Lord Krishna. I worship the greatly learned spiritual master, Srila Gadadhara Prabhu. Even a conditioned soul whose mind becomes anointed by the colorful waves of spontaneous devotional service, as delineated by Srila Gadadhara Prabhu, quickly attains the highest level of devotional service. He becomes like a maddened bumblebee whose mind is anointed with the mellow of Ujjwal Rasa, conjugal love. The eight verses glorifying Srila Gadadhara Prabhu distribute the nectar of the most exalted mellow of devotional service, and they are like a festival for the gopis of Braj. If one regularly reads these verses and serves the lotus feet of Srila Gadadhara Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani, then he will become qualified to attain the jewel of pure devotional service for the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Devi. La Gadadhara Pandit Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, devotees.